So we're holding by Melachim Beis, where at Perek Dalid, Pasuk Lamed, the Shira started as a Schosi Lenishmas Yecheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda, shall also be a Schosi Lenishmas Moshe ben Daniel and Chaim Eloza ben Shem Shanariyeh, as well as a Schos for Fur Shlema, Vachaim Moshe Shua ben Malka, Chaim Dov ben Menorachel, and Chanaleah Bath Shein Dorachel. Should also be a Schos for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw last time that the Isha Shunamis travels to Elisha after her child dies. She throws herself in front of Elisha and begs for his help because she had not asked for the child. She did not go and urge Elisha to give her the bracha. Elisha went on his own initiative and gave her the bracha, gave her the promise. And she had told Elisha, don't mislead me, don't promise me something that ultimately is going to lead to more grief. And Elisha had still given her that bracha. So now she asked for Elisha's help. And last time we saw that Elisha sends Gehazi to be his shliach to go and perform the nes of reviving the child. However, Gehazi did not properly perform his shlichas. So Pasuk Lamed, after Gehazi is dispatched, Vatoymer Em Hanar, so the boy's mother says to Elisha, Chai Hashem Mechei Nafshecha, I swear as Hashem lives and I swear as you live, Im Ezveka, that I'm not going to leave you. I'm not good with simply Gehazi going to do it. You need to go. So Elisha is maskim, and Elisha goes and follows her. So the arts girl says that she was upset that Elisha, who had given her the bracha about the child in the first place, was now putting the life of the child in the hands of Gehazi instead of him taking the responsibility and taking the action on his own. So she insisted that Elisha come with her. Elisha, you can't delegate this to your attendant. You have to come personally and make sure that the child gets revived and Elisha's maskim. According to the Zohar, she sensed that Gehazi was not a worthy shliach to be able to perform the miracle. The Mashiach Chachma says that Elisha's thought in sending Gehazi is that really, you don't need me and you don't need Gehazi. The schus that this child is going to be revived is all coming in the schus of the woman, the gemilas chasadim that she does for others. So Elisha thought he didn't need to go himself. He could send a messenger because the real schus for the revival is really coming from the woman herself. And this is symbolized by the word mishanes that he told Gehazi v'samta mishanti al pnei anar. We saw last time that word mishanes could also mean support. And here it's also a reference, as the Mesha Chachma, to the support that this woman provided others, specifically providing Elisha when Elisha would come to town by hosting him and taking care of his needs. But the truth was that the child's revival was not going to come just in the schus of the woman's chesed, but it was going to come in the schus of the woman's belief in Elisha's Madrega, in Elisha's Kedusha. And so, therefore, Elisha did have to accompany her in order for the miracle to come into effect. So, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Gehazi Avar Lefneim. So, Gehazi went ahead. As we saw, he left first. Vayosim Esamishenis Al Pnei Anar, he puts the stick on the face of the boy, but Vein Kol Vein Kashev, there's no sound, nothing was heard. Vayoshev Lekrasai, so Gehazi returns to Elisha. Vayagid Loi Lemar, and he tells him, saying, Loi Heketz Anar, the child did not wake up. It didn't work. And as the Marikara explains, like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the miracle to come about through Gehazi. He wasn't a worthy shliach, so therefore Elisha had to come and revive the boy himself. The Radak explains this lashon of ve'en kol ve'en kashev, that Gehazi was saying ve'en kol, that the boy didn't answer, and ve'en kashev, he didn't hear me either when I was trying to wake him up. Because if he heard, but he couldn't respond, he would have signaled, he would have indicated in some way with his body, or shaking his head, shaking his body, shaking his hands, in some way would have indicated that he heard me. There was no response, not in any part of his body, no signal. And therefore, he's not even listening, he can't even hear when I'm calling out to him, he's not alive in any way. So Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayova Elisha Abaisa, so now Elisha himself comes to the house. Vehine Anar Meis, behold, the child was dead, Mushkav Al Mitasai, lying on his bed. The word vihine normally means something surprising. Behold, the child was dead. But what was surprising about this? Elisha was told by the woman that the child was dead. So what was the vihine that he discovers the child dead on the bed? So the Malbim explains the surprise was not that the child was dead, but that when he found the child, he saw, based on whatever signs he had, that the child didn't die in the bed. Rather, the child died in her mother's arms, in his mother's arms, and then she placed him, once he was dead, in the Navi's bed. So somehow Elisha was able to tell that she actually had held her child at the time when the child died, and then the child had been laid down in the Navi's bed already once the child had passed away. Mechakatana says that Elisha saw that this is the place where I need to daven to Hashem, because this is the place where a miracle can occur. Why? Because he saw that the child was Mushkav Al Mitasai. This was not just any room. This was a place where the woman had performed Gemilas Chasadim, where the woman had created the special room, the special apartment for Elisha, that Elisha could stay there. And not only had the woman and her husband arranged for it to be set up, but they themselves worked and put in the effort themselves physically to set up the room and to make sure that it was proper for the Navi. So she had put her own koichas into setting up this room and in being involved in the Gemilas Chasadim. This is a place where I can daven. This is a place where a tefillah will be answered. So that's what the pasuk is telling you. It's not about the nar that Elisha realized. Rather, it was about the bed and about the room. This is a place where I can daven. This is a place where a tefillah will be answered and the child will be able to be revived.